The College Experience, Grand Canyon Antelopes against the Iowa Hawkeyes. March Madness College Basketball Preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use the promo code SGP when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the college basketball underdog of your choosing pulls off the almighty upset. That's code SGP to turn $4 into $256 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. We're also brought to you by BetQL. Your bracket may bust, but your bankroll never has to with BetQL. Use the promo code March30 for 30% off the entire year of BetQL. That's BetQL promo code March30. We're also brought to you by Odds Crowd. Are you the best college hoops bettor in the country? Odds Crowd has challenged you to prove it with their free March Madness fantasy betting contest with over $8,000 in cash prizes. Download their app today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is your home to free daily video picks from SGPN. It's like YouTube for sports gambling. Make sure to subscribe to our profile at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. Follow the PicksWise Capper contest at PicksWise.com for free picks and analysis throughout the tournament from the likes of John Rothstein, Rashad Phillips, and Jeff Nadeau, and more. See which expert is trending hot as they battle it out for a winner-takes-all $10,000 prize over at PicksWise.com. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge operates like a stock exchange for the sports world. Pick the teams you like and have someone else buy the other side. Sign up at BetterEdge.com, promo code SGP for a free $10 play. That's BetterEdge, B-E-T-T-O-R, Edge.com, promo code SGP. Yes. Woo-hee. Welcome to the College Experience, Grand Canyon Antelopes against the Iowa Hawkeyes, March Madness College Basketball Preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, AKA Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And this is a fun one. This is a fun one here. Cue the music. Let's get people excited about this one. Bryce Drew. March Madness is all about Bryce Drew. He has one of the craziest shots in March Madness history. One of the craziest plays. His dad was the head coach. And then he got into coaching after a brief NBA career. And he was wrongfully fired from Vanderbilt, in my opinion. But he landed at Grand Canyon, the Antelopes. And in year one, he's taken the Antelopes to their first ever NCAA tournament. If that's not exciting, I don't know what else is, all right? But aside from that, the Antelopes, they have 2 7-footers. And guess who the Iowa Hawkeyes have? They have maybe the best player in all of college basketball, Luka Garza. Yes, Luka Garza, who flirted with going to the NBA, but he came back to Iowa, had a chance for a national championship. And after having a good season in the Big Ten and having a great year overall, Luka Garza will face off against both those 7-footers. If this isn't compelling, then I don't know what else is. Get excited. We got the Antelopes against the Hawkeyes. Gotta love the mascots going on here. Oh man, this is a really cool matchup. I don't even know what to expect. It's a lot of fun here. I for some reason out in LA, I get like a station that covers all the Grand Canyon games. So I've had fun doing it. Watch Grand Canyon beat Nevada this year, a good Nevada team. Watch them lose by one to Arizona State. If memory serves me correct, I think that was a game winner. Played Colorado tough. Played San Francisco tough, who's decent in the WCC. San Francisco beat Virginia. But yeah, I mean, in year one, to make your first ever NCAA tournament, looking like a good hire, I'd say. But you know what? Vanderbilt shouldn't have fired him, man. That was a tough. I think you know, he had players injured. He should have got another year or two at Vanderbilt, in my opinion. But now you got McCaffrey running with the Hawkeyes here, and Iowa's been a beast in the past couple of years. Now, can they fix some of their problems, perhaps in the NCAA tournament, and make a deep run for the first time in some time? Luka Garza getting 24 points a game, 9 boards, 1.7 blocks, all around player out of Maryland. What a find. And he's just been great doing all that in 31 minutes. And then when you add in, I mean, that's the real thing here is you got these two bigs from Grand Canyon in Osborne Mittgard and Alessandro Lever. And those guys are, and Oscar Freyer on the bench, perhaps. I think they might start him sometimes, and Gabe McLaughlin for the Antelopes are going to be tested. They're going to have to go against, you know, perhaps the player of the year in Garza and Jack Nunge and Keegan Murray. And I think Keegan Murray is a big one. He's, you know, I feel like games where he plays well, watching Iowa a lot this season, they seem to win to me. So I think that's one of the X factors of the game. And then when you get to the guard play, Joe Wieskamp been one of the better players, but I think the one to circle CJ Frederick, his health is vital. When he wasn't there for the Hawkeyes, I think they went 1-4. So Frederick is going to play in this one, just 8 points a game, but this guy can play. He can play. Jordan Bohannon also, I really, really think the guards favor Iowa here. And I think that's really going to be the toughest task. I know Garza is going to get his, but the guard play is really hard to match here. Now, what you're hoping is that Mittgard and Lever can be such a problem that you don't even have to double Garza, and then they become less lethal from three. But Javon Blackshear Jr., the guard for Grand Canyon, getting 12 points a game, 4 boards, 5 assists, 1.6 steals too. That guy's going to have a monster game. This is March. This is it, man. This is it. This is where you got to step up. Him and Mikey Dixon getting 9 points a game. And I would even say Chance McMillan off the bench. Those guys are going to need to come up huge. I mean, that's the only way they win this game. It's just tough, man. It's tough going up against the likes of the Big Ten this year. Iowa's charting at the 5th best team in the country, according to KenPom. 2nd offense, 50th in defense. Whew. I mean, that's tough. Now, Grand Canyon, the Antelopes, where are they on this metrics? They are charting at 108 in KenPom's rankings. 142nd in offense, 74th in defense. So perhaps this defense can bottle up Garza some. And, you know, then they have a shot. But I think the guard play is the actual biggest, you know, thing they got going in this game. They have to figure this out, and they need to be able to score the rock from the guard spot. Javon Blackshear, Mikey Dixon. Those are the guys, especially Blackshear. Gonna have to really have a huge game. If it comes to free throw shooting too, that's not a good sign. Grand Canyon at 68% and Iowa at 71%. Both teams aren't great at free throw shooting, but Iowa has that edge. And then at 3-point shooting, Iowa 39%, Grand Canyon 33%. I'm just going to go ahead and say that you're not going to be able to win that. You can't shoot 33% from three in this matchup. You have to score better. You have to shoot at a higher percentage in this matchup if you're going to win. So both teams mirror images rebounding wise. And I was a better passing team. So I just, it's tough. It's tough to really break down and say, where's where are they going to get him at? Well, if they can get Garza into foul trouble, I think that's truly how you beat Iowa from a mid-major standpoint. You got to get him into foul trouble. If you can limit him, make sure you never have to double him. I don't know if it's going to go with the zone. But those would be the keys to them somehow being able to win this game, I think. And then you got to be able to hit a three at a better percent, even if free throws, everything's got to be elevated. It's March. You got to do it. Got to do it here. This line opened up at, Iowa minus 15. It's now at 14.5. So not much movement here. Iowa didn't play the best, out of conference schedule. Hard to get a gauge on you look at this, they played North Carolina Central, who wasn't good. They won by 30. They played Southern, who was all right in their conference. They won by 27. They played Western Illinois, who was terrible. They won by 41. Now, after that, they played Northern Illinois, It went, they were horrible in the MAC. They almost won by 50 points. No, they did win by 50 points, 53 points. And besides that, Iowa State, which they blew out, who was bad in the Big 12, and then North Carolina, which they won by 13. I mean, they played great. And Gonzaga. They lost to Gonzaga. But from a mid-major standpoint, if you're counting Gonzaga as a mid-major, I'm not. But it's hard to get a gauge on what like Grand Canyon's probably what? As good as, I don't know, Nebraska? I think they're better than Nebraska. Maybe Penn State. Well, look, they beat Penn State. I would beat Penn State by 6 the last time they played. So I don't know who wins that game. I think Penn State, Grand Canyon probably be a game, but you see my reasoning here is to say, maybe I think they can cover this line. I think they can cover it with the way they play defense. You know what? Give me the Antelopes to cover this one. Interesting matchup. They could get blown out too, but I think give me the Antelopes to cover this one. It's a big line. Iowa gets the win. Grand Canyon loses by 12. All right. Heard it here first. Guys, if you're a first time listener to the College Experience, make sure you subscribe. We handicap every single Division I college basketball and college football game. Yes. Including Northern Iowa, the Panthers. Yes. We got it all. Drake football. Yes. We're covering it. Come on, get on over here. Grand Canyon. Oh, you're a Grand Canyon fan. Don't worry. Northern Arizona, the Lumberjacks. We got you covered. Me, Patty C, NC Nick, we've been handicapping every single game for 4 years. College football, college basketball, over 500, picking every game each season. And we're way over 500 on our locks, so you got no excuses not to tail us and make some money. It's a free source of income. Look, we don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks. The only thing I'm going to try to charge you for is your kindness. You can get over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review. We'd certainly appreciate it. If you do, take a screenshot, tag me at the Colby D, and I will send you a College Experience t-shirt. How about that? All right. Give me a follow on Twitter too, at the Colby D. Patty C's at Patty C 831. NC Nick's at NC underscore NICK. Give us all a follow. Make sure you follow the Sports Gambling Podcast at the SGP Network. Yes, yes, yes. And check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast. A lot of fun there. A lot of fun. You want to know who's going to win the Destruction Derby going on in Murfreesboro, Tennessee? We got you covered. All right. Probably. I mean, seriously, we have like a channel on Australian horse racing, and there's some, I mean, we talk football and basketball too. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying, I'm always amazed at some guy hitting me up saying, "Hey, there's a big sailboating race in Wales today. I got an inside player that you can make some money on." check all that out. All right. Guys, I say take the Antelopes and the points. All right. This is the College Experience, Grand Canyon, Iowa style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.